AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A survivor told Italian prosecutors 950 people were on a fishing boat that capsized in the Mediterranean, including hundreds who were locked in the hold by smugglers. The claim has not been verified.
Another boat arrived and was leaving and capsized with resulting in the death of probably hundreds of people.
Laurent Zolz is with the UN Refugee Agency. There is a search going on for survivors. Italy's premier says 28 people survived. 24 bodies have been found. Pressure is building on the European Union to finally meet demands for decisive action on the handling of migrants. The Islamic State group has released a video that claims to show the executions of two groups of men identified as Ethiopian Christians captured in Libya. The AP's Joseph Krauss is in Cairo.
The two executions are shown in simultaneous footage that switches back and forth, with one of the groups of captives shot dead and the other group beheaded on a beach.
Severe weather is moving east after moving through Texas earlier this weekend.
We do expect at least some risk of severe storms, including damaging winds and perhaps a tornado or two, as far north as the Washington, D.C. area and eastern Virginia, down into eastern Florida.
John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center says tornado watches and some warnings are up in parts of the south. Iran's Revolutionary Guard is rejecting nuclear inspections at all military sites. It sets up a possible standoff and talks on a final nuclear deal with Tehran. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says spot inspections must be part of an agreement.
Anytime, anywhere inspections of non-military and military facilities will be a bipartisan must. So this idea that we can't go where we need to go is going to fail.
Graham was on Fox News Sunday. Police in Baltimore say they're conducting an investigation into the death of a man injured in their custody. This is AP Radio News. The first American government official, governor, is going to Cuba since relations with the U.S. have improved. It's New York's Andrew Cuomo.
The two-day state visit is meant to foster greater ties between New York and Cuba. Governor Cuomo will be joined by lawmakers and a group of business leaders. Trade experts say the state could profit from improved relations with the Caribbean nation. Farmers could export apples, powdered milk, and other dairy products. Businesses could invest big in Cuba's developing information technology infrastructure. Hoteliers could build resorts to prepare for the increase in American tourists. Julie Walker, New York.
The number one movie at the box office is still Fast and Furious 7.
Hook 'em up. Brian, Tez, blow it.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 finished in second place. This is Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.